Welcome back to Raw and Ballsy Exposed. My name's Mitchell, and this is the second part in a multi-part series of Raw and Ballsy Exposed. Joining me again is founder of Inspire Success Academy of Life and the author of the book that we are dissecting in this podcast, Raw and Ballsy, the man himself, John Briggs. So how are you today, John?
Fantastic, Mitchell. Absolutely unstoppable.
So, John, last week we spoke about what the book is all about. We outlined the 12 chapters of the book and you explained to us what you call the mental foundation, yep. As well as we dissected chapter one a little bit further, which was what is stopping you. So let's kick off today with a deeper look at chapter two, which is goal/target setting.
Fantastic. So when people start to set something up for themselves and say, for example, they want to set up a business, maybe they get, great, I'm going to set up a business. And they just think opening their business or shop or whatever it might be will reap them rewards. Yep. What they don't have is goals most of the time. So if you think about a game of football, any of the footballs, rugby, soccer, AFL, your game, Mitch.
Yep.
Ice hockey as well, or hockey, or basketball, or netball. At the end of the pitch is a goal of some description.
Yeah, so something to aim for.
Absolutely, that's right. Now, visualize what it would look like in one of those sports, pick your favorite. What would it look like without the goals?
I suppose you'd just have a whole heap of people running around kicking it to each other, like a big game of keepings off with no end winner, I suppose.
Well, where are they going?
Nowhere.
Nowhere. Where are they aiming, as you pointed out?
Aiming for nothing.
Well, there's nothing to aim at. What is the point of it?
Nothing, really.
No point.
No point.
Who can win?
No one.
No one. So all of those games have a time frame.
Yeah.
Soccer is 90 minutes. The rugby's, I believe, at 80.
Yeah.
What's AFL?
20 plus time on, so it gets a bit tricky, but
okay, roughly.
Roughly around 27, 28 minutes on
per
average. Per quarter.
Quarter.
Yep.
So 100-ish minutes per match.
Yeah, about one bit more than that.
Yeah. So they've all got a deadline.
Yep.
Okay. Now, visualize this. No goals and then no deadline.
Yep.
So you've taken away the goals, so they're achieving nothing, they've got nothing to aim at, they've got nowhere to go, they're achieving nothing, they're running around like headless chickens doing nothing at all.
Yeah.
Just kicking a ball or throwing a ball around.
Yeah.
Now imagine no time frame. What will that look like?
So they'll be running around doing nothing with no goal forever.
Forever. Hang on a second. Isn't that 99% of people in the world?
Yeah, I suppose it is.
So when you're relating it back to everyday life, or like I said, setting up a business or something like fitness or whatever it is, no goals and no deadlines. The deadline or time frame creates a sense of urgency. So if you have to do something by a certain date and time, you have no choice, then you do it.
Yeah.
You stop procrastinating and you just do it because you have to. You have no choice. So goal setting is a very, very simple exercise.
Yeah.
And most people don't even put up the target or the goal in the first place. So they don't even have anything to aim for. Let's say they did. Okay. So then suddenly, let's go back to the business analogy. So they've set up the business and suddenly they've got some goals. Ooh, hang on. Getting a bit excited or scared.
Yeah.
The scared bit suddenly comes from a fear of failure. That old adage, fear of failure.
Yeah.
So then what might happen is they start to second guess themselves and start going, oh, I don't know if I can achieve that. Again, it's easy to break it down. So if that feeling starts to occur in the individual person, then what they should do is make the goal more easy to achieve.
Yep.
So we use a principle called the SMART principle, and this is attached to goal setting.
Yep.
So SMART stands for specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and in a decent time frame.
Yep.
So let's take the first one. Specific. Make the goal really specific. You know exactly what you're aiming for.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about fitness or a personal training business, because that's what I've done myself.
Yep.
Set up a business in personal training. I aimed, listen to the words, it's all relating to goal setting.
Yep.
And I said that without thinking, actually. I aimed for 30 clients in 30 days.
Yep.
Okay, now if I just say, oh, I'm aiming for 30 clients with no deadline, no 30 days attached to that, then Well, how long might I take to get 30 clients?
Then you've got no desired time to get that done.
Absolutely. Well, the thing is, I packed in my job, my full-time job.
Yeah.
So I had no choice. If I didn't do it, I'd have probably been divorced by now. And I wouldn't have been able to pay the mortgage.
Yeah.
So I'd probably be divorced and homeless on the soup thing, you know, people feeding. Can you imagine that? So, but I gave myself no choice.
Yep.
I made that happen because I wasn't really afraid of failing.
Yep.
Because failing doesn't exist in my world. And most people, it does. But if you look at the word fail, Anthony Robbins, I think I may have said this last week. He's one of my, you know, I look up to him quite a lot.
Yep.
He's a really good motivator. And he says that fear stands for false evidence appearing real.
Yeah.
So the fear of failure doesn't exist because a fear is what might happen in the future.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, does the future exist yet?
No, it doesn't.
Well, what are we scared of if we're not there yet?
Scared of something that doesn't exist.
Exactly. So it doesn't exist. So you can only do what you can now.
Yeah.
So if you create some kind of action, action cures fear.
Yeah.
So what did I do? I used to go out and actively look for clients.
Yep.
Now, booking one in a day wasn't that hard.
Yeah.
How many hours in a day are there?
24.
Well, there's a lot. So all I had to do was get off my arse and make it happen.
Yeah.
So then the strategy is, well, how can I do that? What do I need to do? And this is the sort of question you need to ask yourself. What do I need to do to be able to book in one client? Well, yeah. I need to get out there to start with. I'm not going to do it sat on my backside watching telly.
Yeah.
So I've got to get out there. I've got to introduce myself to the people in the area. I've got to actually, do you know what? I've actually got to not try to book them in.
Yeah.
And that sounds a bit weird, but we'll cover that another time.
Yeah.
In another subject. But by trying to book it in, you're trying too hard and people see what you're trying to do. So therefore it doesn't work. If you just don't try and just be yourself.
Yeah.
Then that's what I found. People wanted to buy from me.
Yeah.
And they wanted to book in with me. Because I was not threatening to them. However, I actually ended up with 50 clients in 30 days.
Yeah.
Because I got referrals. I got 20 referrals from the 30 clients that I booked in.
Yeah. So I can see that's obviously how you made it more manageable by saying, I want to have 30 in 30 days.
Yes.
And then you broke it down to, yeah, I want one per day.
Absolutely. You break it down. So it's specific.
Yeah.
Measurable. One per day.
Yeah.
Achievable. Of course, one a day was very, very achievable.
Yeah.
Realistic to me, definitely that was.
Yeah.
In the time frame I wanted it, well, definitely easy.
Yeah.
But that's what you got to do. You got to make it all of those things: specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and in a decent time frame.
Yeah.
So if you can achieve that, then you're well on the way, because all you keep doing is repeating the same thing. But you've got to have the goal set up in the first place. You got to see it, and then you've got to have a structure on how you're going to achieve the goal.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people don't do that either. So again, you imagine your game of football or soccer. Let's say soccer. How many times do you see a soccer goal scored by booting it from one end of the pitch to the other?
Never.
You don't. Almost never. I think I've seen one in my whole entire life.
Yeah.
And I've seen a lot of soccer.
Yeah.
So what do you have to do? Well, first of all, you have to pass it.
Yeah.
Which is actually a short-term goal.
Yeah.
An achievable goal as well. And is it realistic?
Yes.
Yes. So
it's something you can achieve now.
Absolutely. That's
not,
right.
Not something you're thinking about, yeah, achieving in,
exactly,
the future.
Exactly. Yeah. But if you just keep passing it backwards and forwards, you're going nowhere.
Yeah.
You've got to keep going forwards.
Yeah.
So you've got to create some momentum.
Yeah.
Because you want to score the goal you want to achieve. Okay. So you've got to have a strategy on how you're going to get there. Now, depending on what you're doing and depending on what you're relating this to, you have to have a strategy on how you're going to achieve the goals that you want to achieve.
Yeah.
Okay. If you look at any of the football games, and basketball similar, netball similar,
yeah,
they have strategies and tactics,
yeah,
on how to overcome obstacles in the way. In this case, it's the opposition team. In life, there's lots of obstacles. You know, oh, it's too tired, too cold,
yeah,
too busy, too something. And that's called, I call that excuse-itis.
Yeah.
It's an inflammation of your excuses. So, and then people start to say to themselves, oh, look, I'll do it tomorrow. The old tomorrow never comes.
Yeah.
So, and then it's tomorrow after that and tomorrow after that. And they just keep putting off.
Put that into a sporting arena. That would be like the equivalent of being a goalkeeper about to kick it off into play and then, yeah, going, actually, hang on, I might do this next game.
Yeah.
not continuing on. With
absolutely, that's right. And then someone takes the ball off him and scores for the opposition team, and that's what will happen in life because someone else will beat you to it.
Yeah.
If you don't do it, see, I used to visualize when I set up first my first personal training business was at home.
Yeah.
And I used to visualize as a game in my mind that everybody had a personal training business in my street.
Yeah.
And they were all going to get to their goals before me.
Yeah.
Of course, that was only a bit of fun in my mind.
Yeah.
But I'd visualize that. So I had to go out and do it. I had no choice. I gave myself a no choice situation.
Yeah.
I had a saying when I took on staff that if you want to join my business, there are no roundabouts.
Yeah.
No stop signs. No giveaways.
Yeah.
On my street. It's just a highway. And we're going forward at speed with momentum. And we're going to knock out anything that gets in the way.
Yeah.
Anything at all. And that's the attitude you've got to have if you want to achieve and win.
Yeah.
So that wraps up goal setting and deadlines and target setting, etc.
Let's jump on into chapter 3 of the book now, which is psychological stamina.
Yeah.
So what's that all about?
Okay. To be successful in anything, you've got to be able to go the distance.
Yeah.
Okay. Most businesses, do you know the success rate, Mitch, at all, of businesses that start? How many of them fail and how quickly do they fail?
I think it's something like 80% of businesses fail in the first 2 years or something like that.
It's actually more. It's about 90% in the first year. And the reason would probably be because they don't have goals. They haven't thought out a strategy. But also because they're throwing the towel real quick. They treat it like a sprint, not a marathon.
Yeah.
And to run a marathon, you've got to have stamina. You've got to have physical stamina, but above all, you've got to have mental stamina. Not just to run 42 kilometers, but to practice, run every day to train for about 9 months.
Yeah.
And that takes a lot of discipline. So you've got to have the discipline to stick to your goals and your deadlines and your strategies and have a mindset of, I'm not going to give in.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean you keep doing the same thing, because as I think we said last week, if you keep doing the same thing and it doesn't work, that's the definition of insanity.
Yeah.
So you have to change what you do.
Yeah.
And be able to adapt to different things as they come. You've got to be really mentally flexible and agile.
Yeah.
To stick to a long-term plan. Okay, so it could be a long-term fitness program. Any business, if it's a business, should be a long-term plan. But this is the problem, they don't think that way. So writing out a business plan is a good idea. So to have that psychological stamina, you've got to set your brain up to believe that it's going to be a long road. I've already set my brain up for when the going gets tough. So to have that mental approach, you know what to do. It's like a boxing match, right? Boxers don't just throw punches.
Yeah.
They defend. They move out the way. They block. They have a strategy. They have goals. They will have rough patches in the fight, and they have to do what they need to do to overcome that.
Yeah.
So you've got to have an approach of, what do I need to do to overcome obstacles, objections, problems?
Yeah.
And not give in as soon as something goes wrong. You've got to stick it out, like right now, in this environment we're in right now with COVID.
Yeah.
A lot of businesses will go under, that's for sure. Because a lot of businesses, when they do well, it might not be because of what they're doing. It might be just because there's so many people who want to go out and buy things.
Yeah.
So the actual real acid test is when the going gets tough.
Yeah.
And times like this, the going can be tough, but it can also be an amazing opportunity to do really well.
Yeah.
In tough times, the cream rises to the top. Yeah. Or the cream is what's left, because everything else is just gone.
Yeah.
So this is the mental stamina that you've got to have, the psychological stamina to believe that the actual journey doesn't actually probably end. You shouldn't be thinking end.
Yeah.
You know, and in businesses, I hear a lot of people say, oh, I intend to retire when I'm 40. Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yes.
It's a nice thought, but do you know what? I don't want to retire personally, because I don't think my work will ever be done.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to live long enough to be able to help 8 billion people.
Yeah. You're not going to get to a point where you say, okay, everyone in Australia is fit enough.
That's right.
Now.
I've done my part. That's right. Yeah.
I suppose when you look at the psychological stamina of it, when you put that into an analogy, when you look at like a sporting sense, for example, it'd be like you're playing a game of AFL and it's quarter time and you're down by 3 goals and then you just go, oh, bugger it, I'm losing, chuck it in.
Yeah.
So not obviously not having that stamina to keep on pushing all the way to the finish line, obviously not necessarily being a finishing line, but to keep on pushing through that harder part.
Exactly right. And I don't know if the viewers would have picked up, but I'm not one of you Antipodeans. I'm from way up north in England. And England won a test match last year against Australia.
Yep.
Against all odds. And the number 11 batsman was in, who was one of the worst batsmen in the whole world.
Yep.
With a guy called Ben Stokes, who is a great all-rounder. And there was only one wicket left to get. And Australia were obviously going to win the match. But Ben Stokes didn't believe that. He had psychological stamina.
Yep.
And his mental belief, his psychology, was that if Jack Leach can stand there and not get out, then we will win this match.
Yeah.
And they did. It was an impossible situation almost. But he never thought it was impossible because he believed that they would win. And they did.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for you lot. Anyway, that's an example.
Yeah.
The fact that he is originally from New Zealand is besides the point. But anyway, I thought I'd get in there first.
Local Christchurch boy. Whereabouts in England, Christchurch?
Well, he talks the broad Northern English accent now, so I think we've got him. Anyway, yeah, that's your psychological stamina, and you've got to be prepared for things to go wrong and be prepared for the long haul. And that takes mental muscle, which is also a later chapter in the book.
So, yeah, it's just about preparing yourself for those downs to get through and not give up and keep on.
Because good times will come.
Yep.
Good things will happen. You know, if you like, again, a sporting analogy, imagine a rowing race in the Olympics. I think a certain young lady just stopped.
Yeah.
You know, and I think she was in the Australian team as well. Yeah. She was in the Olympic final.
Wow.
How did she know that the others might not have sunk as well? But look, or Stephen Bradbury.
That's what I was.
Right. Look at him. He was coming last.
He wasn't even meant to be in the final. I know. He got there by luck almost. But
yeah. But he won a gold medal.
Everyone just fell over.
They all fell over. So you just never know what's going to happen. You just have to stay in the race. But you've got to be in the bloody race to start with.
Yep.
Nothing comes from nothing.
Yep.
Sitting on the sideline, watching other people and criticising them, saying, oh, I can do better than you, but you never actually do it yourself, is a load of crap as far as
it's the age old saying, you've got to be in it to win it.
Yes, you do.
And once you pull out, then you're not in it anymore.
Absolutely.
You're no longer a chance of winning it.
Exactly.
Don't know what's going to happen.
Yep. That's right.
Perfect. So was there anything else you want to add on to either of the two chapters we've looked into today, John? Or
Not really. Only apart from, I suppose, just to recap. Goal setting, you've got to pull up. You can't hit a target you can't see.
Yep.
So you've got to put the target up in the first place.
Yep.
To have the deadline, it creates a sense of urgency.
Yep.
And if you want to achieve anything in life, you've got to have the psychological stamina and endurance to go through good times, bad times, indifferent times, whatever times.
Yeah.
Until you've achieved the goal. And the other thing that I want to say is that you just don't do the same thing if it's not working.
Yeah.
You have to be able to do different things and keep trying different things until something works.
Yeah.
Then you practice it. And you practice and you practice and you practice until you get it right.
Yeah.
And then it becomes a subconscious thing that you're doing or an unconscious thing that you're doing. You don't have to think about it as much. You don't have to try as hard because you've practiced so well. If you look at Roger Federer and the way he plays tennis.
Yeah.
Every shot's beautiful. Every shot is in perfect position. His head's dead still. Makes it look easy.
Yep.
But it's not easy. It's really difficult. He's worked really, really hard at perfecting that incredible tech. And I think that wraps up psychological stamina.
One last thing. I know you did say a little bit on the last episode about new goals and new target setting and writing them down. So is that something we should be doing quite frequently?
Yes. Thank you for bringing that up. Definitely. Writing down your goals every single day, I believe, is something which enables you to say to yourself, yes, I've got to do it. It's all right having it in your head, but when you write something down, it reflects back at you and it crystallizes things. It almost makes it there already, you know, and it's weird how it works, but you've got to believe that it's going to happen. Otherwise, there's no point.
Yep.
So you've got to get belief, which comes from confidence. And that's another subject in the, I think it's a chapter in the book or part of a chapter in the book. But you get confidence from practicing things until you're good at it, okay, which increases your self-esteem. If you have low self-esteem, you'll have no confidence. You won't believe it'll happen in the first place. Yep. So writing something down that you don't believe won't work. You have to believe that it's going to work. And you've got to want it above all else. You've got to have the desire. And you've got to want it above anything else, that nothing will stop you from getting there.
Okay, so just before we wrap up on today's episode, is there any homework you want to give to the listeners, or any workshops that they can do on goal setting?
Absolutely, Mitch. So everybody listening, grab a pen. I'm going to give you a second. Grab a pen. There you go. There's your second. And so I want you to write down whatever it is that you want to achieve. What you want to achieve in, let's say, 3 months' time. Now, if you're, I don't know, it could be running a marathon, it could be running 10K. 3 months' time. What do you want to achieve? Okay, it could be setting up a business. Then write down where you want to be with this particular goal in 6 months' time. You can change this. You can change this to 1 month's time and 3 months if you want to. But whatever suits. So you can shoot for the stars here. There is no limit in writing this stuff down. It could be anything you want. It could be winning the local tennis competition. It could be whatever it is. Then write down what you want to achieve in 6 months' time. So write that down. Come on. Come on. I'm visualizing you all writing this down right now and doing it and seeing success. I then want you to write down what it's going to feel like. This is going to make it a little interesting. To not succeed. How are you going to feel? Write it down. Write down the emotion of what it's going to be like to not succeed. I'm not playing with your brains here. Just want you to go through this. Then I want you to write down what it's going to feel like to be really successful. And I want you to visualize the success. It could be crossing the line on the Gold Coast Marathon day next year, because there isn't one this year now. It could be winning the cricket match. It could be your opening day in your brand new business with all of those customers there, with your fantastic launch and Channel 9 and celebrities and everybody being there. It could be a business meeting, or it could be a job interview, or it could be anything. I want you to visualize what it's going to feel like to be super successful. Write it down how it feels. There are today's goals in the workshop.
Okay, perfect. So I think that will just about wrap us up for today.
Thank you very much, Mitch.
Thanks for coming on in again and giving us a deeper look into those two chapters that we have today. Until next time, have a great week.
Thanks, Mitch, and you too. Cheers, mate.